This is PhotoBizX, episode number 396 and episode 2 of the Coaching Diaries. Today's special guest is Nick Buttigieg. He has recently hired photography business and mindset coach Joel Dunn. And we're going to hear all about that relationship and what Nick's been able to accomplish since hiring and starting to work with Joel. That's coming up in just a minute.
Are you planning to have a successful wedding and portrait photography business? Join Andrew as he interviews successful photographers and business experts to fast-track your success. Welcome to the PhotoBiz Exposed podcast with your host, Andrew Helmich.
Hey, it's Andrew Helmich here from Impact Images, and welcome to this episode of the podcast and the Coaching Diaries. I have got a massive episode for you today, so we are going to get straight into things. Just for a quick heads up before we start talking to Nick, he's going to be sharing his experiences with or since hiring Joel. Plus, in the second half of today's episode, we're going to be hearing again from Asif Ali, the New York-based boudoir photographer we heard from in episode 1 of the Coaching Diaries. He is working with Umberto Garcia. And in the second half of today's episode, we're going to get a series of updates from Asif in what are his audio diary recordings. And following Asif's audio diary entries, I've got three quick announcements to share with you. One is about the Pet Photographers Virtual Conference, the upcoming Daily Vlog Challenge kicking off on the 1st of February. And if you are a personal branding photographer, I want to remind you about the Virtual Summit, which is happening later this week. Alrighty, let's get into this episode. Oh, and just quickly, if you are hearing this announcement, it does mean you are listening to the free version of the podcast. What that means is I'm going to be saving a large portion of the second half of the interview with Nick for premium members only. Now, if you want to hear more about working with Joel Dunn, what Nick's been able to implement since working with Joel, the exact strategies he's putting in place for a massive 2021, you can get all that for as little as $1 with a trial premium membership. It's a 30-day trial membership. There's more details about that over at photobizx.com/try. And I will also be saving Asif's audio diary entries for premium members only. And the reason I'm doing that is because Asif is going deep into exactly what he's been implementing, what Umberto has insisted that he must get in place for a successful 2021 if he is serious about having a profitable boudoir photography business. So again, if you want to hear more from both Nick and Asif and from every guest on the PhotoBizX podcast, head over to photobizx.com/try. Check out the trial 30-day memberships for $1. And if you love what you're getting, stay on with your membership.
Welcome to another Great Eye for Business. It's time for Andrew's special guest.
Welcome to another episode of the Coaching Diaries. Today's photographer is Nick Buttigieg. He's a wedding photographer and videographer. He's based in what I would call a small town in very northwestern Australia called Broome. A lot of his clients are coming there on holidays or to elope. And he's reasonably new in business. He's got a young family and he's recently taken on a coach, Joel Dunn, who's helping him with business. I'm excited to have him with us now. Nick, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Yeah, happy to be asked to come on and share my experience. So thanks so much.
My pleasure. So first of all, are you born and bred in Broome or was your wife? How did you end up in Broome?
So we've moved up to the Kimberleys in Northwest WA about 8 years ago. We needed a bit of a tree change. Originally grew up in country Victoria. So yeah, we moved up together 8 years ago to a little town called Kununurra in the East Kimberley. We were there for 4 years and then made the trek over to Broome 3 years ago, where I've restarted and got re-energized to pursue photography again, being in a bit of a bigger town. So yeah, we're both from sort of southern New South Wales, northeast Victoria.
And so when you went to Kununurra, you know, what were you doing for work there?
Yeah, so we're both in health. I work in the mental health and drug and alcohol field, and my wife is a nurse in emergency.
Right, okay. So you obviously had a love for photography and I'm guessing you dabbled in it and were good at it before you decided to become a professional photographer and videographer.
Yeah, so it's sort of I guess it's a passion. So I did do it in Melbourne for a number of years, studied at Photography Studies College there. for a while and graduated and shot like a few weddings and a few portraits, but never really got into it. I think the business side of things was holding me back. So moving to Kununurra, yeah, I got into health, had some good jobs and just sort of really enjoyed getting out and about and camping and fishing and all that, and didn't really think of photography too much, put it to the wayside. And yeah, just coming back to a bigger town, as I said, just felt re-energized having that break and just been loving it, really.
Unreal. So are you full-time with photography now, or are you still working in health as well?
No, so I work full-time Monday to Friday and just doing photography on the side at the moment. And the plan is, yeah, to go full-time with photography at some stage, hence taking on a coach for a bit of guidance.
Unreal, unreal. And then Emma's your wife. Is she involved in the business too?
I call her my manager. So
I've got one of those too.
any sort of any dilemmas, or if I need a bit of feedback or something, I'll always ask her, and she sort of keeps me on the straight and narrow. And I think it's been a bit of a blessing for her to have, for me to sort of work with Joel a bit, because I get to talk to him about a lot of stuff and the group. So she's probably not copping as much ear bashing with photography as she was previously.
I totally understand that. So actually, just give us a snapshot of Broome. So did I get that right? Is it mainly couples come in there to elope that don't live there?
Yeah. So Broome's it's a pretty remote town. So you're looking at about, what is it down to Perth? 2 days drive down to the closest capital city. 4,500 Ks maybe. So the population of Broome is around 14,000 people. It's quite transient. Lots of government workers, like school teachers, and tourism's big here as well. So there's a bit of industry. And then there's long-term locals as well who live here. So yeah, mainly wedding-wise, it's locals, and it's probably a lot of people. And this year and next year especially, coming up from Perth, for weddings and for elopements. I've had a few inquiries. People usually go to Bali or go overseas for a wedding, and they're coming up to Broome.
Unreal. So with Broome, is that a destination in itself for Western Australians and holidaymakers, or is that the gateway to the Kimberley?
Yeah, so it sits sort of on the west, on the start of the Kimberley from the west-hand side, and it is a bit of a gateway to all the east. It's quite a diverse area. I think it's the size of Britain maybe, or like half of Europe. Like, it's quite a big piece of land.
That's the Kimberley you're talking about?
That's the Kimberley, yeah. So that's just the north of Western Australia. Yeah, so Broome, it's pretty iconic for its beaches and sort of ruggedness as well. So we have, the dry season, which is usually winter in the southern hemisphere, and we have days that usually average 28 to 30 degrees and blue skies. We don't see any clouds for about 6 months of the year. So it's an ideal destination for couples and people wanting to come up for a bit of a getaway.
Wow. So I'm sure that there's some listeners right now thinking, wow, what an amazing place to live. But you have to give us the real truth here. So give us an idea of the temperatures and the humidity that you have to go through to live in such a beautiful place.
Yeah, it can be a bit wild. So yeah, as I said, so winter time, so between June and sort of August, or sort of May and August, it's just cool. It's 30 degrees, lush blue skies, but the heat does ramp up towards the end of the year. We push 40 degrees most days and pretty high humidity as well. And then come through to the rainy season, which is around Jan, Feb, around Christmas time. And it's pretty tropical rain, and the place just comes to life, really. It's quiet here because there's not as many tourists, and it's just nice. It's a bit of a fresh start to the year, and everyone enjoys it.
Wow, sounds so cool.
Yeah.
And when you decided to start your business, your photography business, back up in Broome, did you dabble with portraits and other genres, or did you go straight to weddings?
So I said to myself, I'm not going to put in any of my own money from my wage into this business. I'm going to build it up by myself. And I thought, how the heck am I going to do this? So I had just a camera that I'd been using for years, an old Canon 5D Mark II that was still going, the old workhorse. And I just put an ad up on the community notice board and said, hey, I'm new to town, looking at starting doing some portraiture of people, and I'd love to work with any families in town and pay as much as you want with a minimum of $100. So just sort of started there, and you can imagine, like, you know, you shoot for an hour in the editing, and for $100 usually people gave me. So I was like, I need to work out how to make a bit more money doing this. And I think I got a recommendation off somebody for the Photo BizX podcast. I started listening to that and just really enjoyed the business side of things and growing the business. And it was something that I really wanted to focus on, and just been learning ever since, really.
So what did you do then? So did you build up the portrait side and then introduce weddings?
Yeah, so I just did a bit of portraiture and then the weddings as well, sort of put it out there for, I think it was just like a full day for $500 and shot a bit of that. And it was really a portfolio building exercise. So got a few shots, nice shots for that. I can promote myself a bit more. So it was a bit of both. So sort of started doing weddings and portraiture along the, yeah, at the same time really, but then focused more on the wedding and put a bit more energy into that just because there was a bit more money around it at the time. I didn't really know how to sell my product really.
Right. So before you hired Joel, what stage did you get the business to? And, you know, give us an idea of how much you were shooting, what kind of the sales you were getting from each genre.
Yeah, for sure. So I got to a stage where, because I was working full time, I could sort of turn on and off work if I wanted to, just through a few marketing, Facebook marketing ads. So I got it to a stage where I was shooting families. I could do sort of, you know, one every fortnight sort of thing, just with young kids, and that it made it a bit tough. And I took the Nick Peel online sales course. So I was selling, you know, 1 hour of family session was $135. And then to buy all the digital files, 30 odd files was $640. So it was around $800 I was selling the whole family session for. Then on the wedding side, a full day, 10 hours, around maybe $3,000, $3,500. So I had lined up about 10 weddings this year, but obviously with COVID, a lot have been postponed till next year. So next year's looking pretty busy, nearly every other weekend. So yeah, it was nice just to be able to turn on and off work if I wanted to, and feeling comfortable to do that and how to get leads in. But it was just more around how am I going to increase the profitability? So work less, but earn more essentially.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing that with the families and the weddings, because you started what at 500, went to 3000.
Yeah.
Families 100 to 800.
Yeah, definitely. So just looking at how to do that a bit more efficiently and then just building from there. So building it up and up.
Okay. So when you sit down and chat to Emma about potentially going full-time with photography, did you guys, you know, nut out a figure that you had to get to or to turn over before you said, okay, this is viable, we can actually quit, I can quit my job now?
Yeah, a little bit. We sort of want to, it's funny because with weddings, you sort of know what your income's going to be. Now, you know, you can sort of see it in the future. So you can line that up. But I guess with the portrait side of things, it's a bit more difficult to sort of project how much you're going to make. So we're on like half decent wages here. And my wife, Emma, she's on maternity leave at the moment. But we wanted to get a bit of a cash buffer behind us as well, just in case things fell down. So yeah, I've got a bit of an idea of how much I'd like to make, but it sort of will vary.
So what, 100,000?
Yeah, look, anywhere from 100 grand would be fantastic. Okay, so last few years I've been turning over like not much, like, and it's a part-time thing. So I'm only shooting on the weekend sort of thing. So around 30, 40 grand last year I made, which is not too bad.
No.
But that's just doing it on the side. So I'm like, okay, if I did this full-time, what's the potential? So yeah, 100K minimum would be fantastic, really.
Unreal. Okay, then so you decide, I'm guessing somehow that the seed was planted to hire a business coach.
Yep.
Why Joel and what was the process? Well, first of all, why Joel?
Yeah, for sure. So I did do a bit of a shopping around and just sort of checked out a few people with the coaching sort of side of things. And I think Joel stood out because we did the price list strategy with yourself and Joel. And I found that really helpful. And I sort of resonated with him because he's a young dad, or he's a dad of young kids, and he's sort of, you know, been through it. And I just sort of, he gave us the phone call afterwards. It's just a half an hour phone call, and just to touch base and connect, I really liked the process I went through. So in my head, I was like, okay, I want my clients to go through that process that I went through and feel that connection with the person that I might be working with. And he just took some time out to, to get to know me and my situation, and was really up to me as well. There was no hard sell or any pressure, which was a really nice sort of position to be in. And yeah, we had a little bub about 10 weeks ago, and that was when I saw about started working with Joel. We had an amazing birth, and I was like, you know what, if my wife can do it, then I bloody can too. So
what do you mean you can't give birth? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if she can do, you know, do tough things and be amazing, then I was like, you know what, it's time to really push myself as well. So yeah, it was great. It was just a really bit of a pivotal sort of time in our lives. So hired Joel and just sort of get along well with him, and he's just really grounded and brings you back down to a bit of a realistic perspective, and no, it's just good.
That sounds so good. When you had that half hour call and you guys connected,
yep.
I'm guessing you discussed prices. So can you share what you're paying Joel?
Yeah, so Joel's program, it's 12 weeks, and that was $5,000 Australian dollars for the 12-week program.
And did that come then out of your nest egg built up from photography, or is this something you had to pull out of your savings? You had to go and sort of chat with Emma about this?
No, as I said before, it's all photography money. So I'm not taking any out of our, if I had a bit put away, just to business money. So that was sitting there and I thought, yep, it's a good investment. Feel like I'm going to get a good return on this $5,000. So that was just straight out of just money saved up.
Unreal. And then when you go into this arrangement with Joel, do you ask him, or did you ask him, okay, when should I see a return? You know, when should I see a return on my investment? When will I start seeing results?
Yeah, for sure. And it's sort of hard to quantify that, I think, as well, because I think working with Joel at the moment, for me, it's really about just building up some really solid foundations, just around mindset, around business, around how I go about things, and getting those really firmly ingrained and then continuing on from there. So yeah, I'm moving to more portraiture in-person sales at the moment. Haven't done one yet, and I've got a few lined up. So just learning the ropes at the moment and moving forward from there. So yeah, there hasn't been like a monetary return on investment at the moment, but I feel business-wise and mentally it's been bloody worth it already. So yeah.
Oh, that's so good. So Joel's looked at your business, and when I look at your website, I mean, I'm seeing nearly all wedding stuff. I'm seeing wedding photography and wedding videography. So do you have a separate site for portraits?
Yeah, so that's just under the family tab. I'm still in my own head about how I'm going to go about that, if I'm just going to do a bit of a rebrand, or just do a little, you know, rebrand to a studio, or do a little offshoot or something. So I haven't got there yet. I haven't touched the website. I'm just going to leave it and then just sort of slowly plug away at it when I've come up with a bit of a plan.
Okay, so I'm guessing you'll do that with Joel together.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
Okay, so you said you've been with Joel. Did you say 10 weeks?
So start of, where are we now? Sort of
December.
Start of October, November, six, eight weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. So, okay, so you sign up with Joel. Then what happens next? Like, is it a weekly Zoom call? Is it phone calls? What happens?
Yes. So there's a weekly group call. So there's a number of other photographers in the group, and we get together on a Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. WA time. So it's usually 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we catch up together and we just talk about our wins for the week, discuss things we've had a win on, what's gone well, what have we progressed in. So we share that with each other, our learning. So what have we learned from the week? And it's really good to sort of reflect on what we have learned and how we can grow from that, and our vulnerabilities as well, which I get a lot from, just sort of airing our vulnerabilities. Everyone has lots of different stuff going on in their personal life, in their business life. And just having that supportive group to sort of get around each other, yeah, it's really important. So we've got that once a week. And then there's a catch-up every couple of weeks with Joel one-on-one. I had a catch-up with him last night. And that's just to sort of touch base and get a bit of guidance and a bit of direction on where to next. So it's all about just progressing onto the next thing. So when we first touched base with Joel, or when I first touched base with him and signed up, he talked us through, the first week or two was just around setting some routines. So he gets us to do the morning routine, which I think someone talked about on your podcast a few weeks back.
Yeah, they did.
Kim, was it Kim?
Was it Raheel? I can't remember if it was Raheel or Kim.
No, it wasn't Raheel. So the morning routine, it's the 3x3. So we just do a little journal. So every morning I wake up and meditate for 10 to 15 minutes. I get up before the kids, which is a bloody challenge in itself. And I get an hour to myself in the morning, which has been like, I'll tell you what, that's worth $5,000. I'm kicking my ass to get out of bed and just spend an hour by myself, because I miss it. I miss like time by myself, having two under two. So I just meditate for 10 to 15 minutes. And then do a 3x3, which is write 3 things that you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today great, and then 3 intentions for the day. So they're usually business intentions, so getting 3 things done. And it might not seem a lot, but when you put that over the week, over the month, you know, over the year, you're ticking a lot of stuff off your list. And sort of looking back from where I started to where I am now, the progression's huge, and that's only in 6 to 8 weeks. So just doing little things like that and just building up those structures been, it's been fantastic. It's real. I feel like I'm moving forward at a rate of knots that I wouldn't be if I wasn't working with Joel.
Unreal. So I'm not a, I've never really meditated. I guess I've dabbled in it. Like it just, you know, once every couple of years. Were you into that before you started working with Joel?
Yeah. So I used to meditate quite a bit, just personally, just really enjoyed it. Just feel like I'm a better person for it. Did a bit of long distance swimming as well. So that sort of helped me meditate, like helped me get through the long swim. So yeah, I just find meditating in the morning or when you can, I just feel a lot more calm throughout the day. I'm less reactive to things. So if something does crop up, I don't react to it as quick and just feel calm and a bit more focused in things as well. So I highly recommend it to anybody. Yeah, it's fantastic. It makes you feel a lot better, a lot more light. And I feel really energized. I get up at 5 a.m. every morning. So set my alarm, get up. Everyone's still asleep and meditate. And I feel energized. Even if I haven't had much sleep, we've got a 10-week-old as well. So it just energizes me and feel great for the rest of the day.
Oh, I'll have to go and revisit it again. That sounds really good.
You should. You should. I can see you sitting there down at the beach, Andrew, cross-legged and doing a few OMS.
You've got a better imagination than me then.
yeah. Linda will be thinking, what the heck is this bloke doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, who's he been talking to?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Some hippie in bloody WA.
That's right. Right. Well, no chance of ever me getting the long hair again. So
yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So, what else have you worked on with Joel? So, once you get your morning routine happening, does he then attack your price list? Does he look at your website? Does he get you going with marketing? Like, what's the next thing?
Yeah. So, first thing, I'm just sort of looking through some notes here, but the first thing was around pricing, and as I haven't really sold many products before. Was just around getting something that I'm comfortable with and something basic as well. So we just set up a little price list together and something that I can just remember off the top of my head. Got some on-wall products and some off-wall products as well. And that was great. It was just, I felt confident doing it and put in some orders for some sample prints as well. So which feels so nice having some sample prints. That's not digital. It's just like something tangible. You can hold it and there's albums to flick through. And I personally believe that's how photography should be shown, and it's just it's something that I want to hopefully be able to share with the community here. So then it sort of went on to marketing as well, just doing some little campaigns and getting some leads through and then just confident doing some phone consults. So that's sort of where I'm at the moment, is talking to people on the phone and just getting an understanding of what they're after and just building some emotion around the photography session and trying to book them for to be a client.
So good. So with the products, you haven't had products in the past, or not a lot of products by the sound of
no.
it. So did Joel then help you with, where to go for suppliers, which companies to look at to buy your products from?
Yeah, he gave us a few pointers. I think went with Brilliant Prints, pretty popular place to do printing in Australia. Had used them before just for some personal stuff, and they're great and sort of keep the costs down. I think they must turn over a fair bit of work, so the cost's pretty solid for those guys. Yeah, so a bit of guidance around that, where to print and what to print as well, so what to then show people. It's just a minefield. I had no idea where to start, and it feels really overwhelming. It's just like, where do I even start? You sort of feel like you're wading through mud, and working with Joel sort of just breaks it down. So, and then simple steps. So the other thing Joel asked us to do is just to look at our goals. So we just do a bit of a stretch goal. So it's like, what do we want to achieve and how are we going to get there? So just breaking up what we want to achieve, and then really compartmentalizing each goal and practical things that we can do to reach that goal.
So is that like then, say, coming up with a figure like $100,000 and then working your way backwards? So how many shoots do I need to get? How many shoots do I need to book? And what does my average sale have to be to reach that figure?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, okay, I want to go full time. What do I need to do? I need to start booking people. How do I book people? I need to get in leads, and then I need to qualify them. I need to get comfortable doing phone consults. So what do I need to do then to get comfortable doing phone consults? I need to practice a script. I need to, run it off with Emma. I need to just get in, just do it, like just get in, make the call really. So just start practicing. So really breaking it down into sort of easy bite-sized pieces.
Got it. And you also mentioned off-wall products. So is that albums and acrylic blocks, those kinds of things, or is it other?
Yeah, so I ordered an album and I also ordered a portrait box. I think it's got 10 matted prints in it. That actually arrived yesterday and it was hilarious. My wife's like, I want one of those. and I said, that's great. I'm at $1,700. You can just, you know, just can do a payment plan if you want. Just let us know. They're beautiful. Like, and just seeing those photos printed and on nice paper and in a nice box, and they just look like they're going to sell. So I'm already feeling confident around that.
That's so good. And was that from Brilliant Prints too, or was that from Celdex?
That was from Brilliant Prints. Yeah, I think it was a couple of $100 to order it. And I priced it around $1,700 from my price list.
Unreal. Fantastic. So with your portraits in Broome, are those clients Broome locals or are they holiday makers as well?
Yeah, so a bit of both, mainly Broome locals. And that's something I talked about yesterday with Joel, was around how I'm going to target holiday makers for next year. We're already seeing accommodation up here book out for next year. It's really hard to get a room next year in the peak season. So I'm just thinking of all these holiday makers and how I can work with them to get some beautiful family portraits down at the beach. Yeah, so I think diversifying within the portraitures would be really nice. So having the local base and then the holiday makers as well.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to following this because I'm guessing with the people on holidays, it's going to be more difficult to do in-person sales unless it all happens pretty quickly. But then the locals, they could certainly come back to your place or you have a meeting spot and then you do a sales session there. So it's going to be interesting to see how Joel guides you and how you guys navigate all that. Have you got any ideas yet about how you're going to do that?
No idea. I'm just going to just jump into it. I'm going to put it out there and see how it works out. No, I think with the holiday makers, I don't have a studio. So all just doing this all at home and on the laptop. So I wouldn't mind getting a studio down the track. I never thought I'd say it, but I can see the benefit in having a space and just plonking it somewhere where it's visible and people can see it. So I think it could even be do the shoot down at the beach and then go around to their accommodation potentially and then plug it into the TV and do a sale there. Or even when they get back home, back to their residence and then do an in-person sale over Zoom or something.
Premium members of PhotoBiz Exposed hear more of the best photography business strategies from every guest.
Yeah, look, I don't blame you, mate. It looks like you live in a beautiful part of the world. Just looking at some of the photos on your Facebook timeline, your Instagram feed and on your website, it does look incredible there.
Yeah, pretty special.
Mate, massive thanks for coming on and doing this. Where's the best place? And you can spell your surname so the listeners got it nice and clearly. Where's the best place for the listener to go and see more of your work?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. It would be Nick Buttigieg, NikButtigieg.com. Which is Maltese for anyone asking, anyone curious. Yeah, so I've got a website and there's little links to Instagram and Facebook. I don't sort of use Instagram a little bit. Don't regularly check or scroll. So, yeah, website's probably most up to date.
Cool. I'll add links to those anyway in the show notes. Nick, massive thanks again for coming on. I'm looking forward to getting your updates. I know the listener will be as well and looking forward to hearing how the relationship goes with Joel, how the business develops, and more importantly, whether or not you hit your goals for next year. It's going to be exciting to follow.
Yeah, beauty, Andrew. It's been lovely chatting. Yeah, and we'll see how we go. I'm feeling positive and it's good to have a coach. I think someone put it in our coaching group the other day. You know, all these professional sports people have coaches. Why don't photographers? So anyone out there, I would highly recommend shopping around for a coach that, yeah, you resonate with and it's worth the investment.
Great advice. Thanks, Nick.
Beauty. Thanks, Andrew.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Nick Buttigieg as much as I did. I hope you got a ton from what Nick had to share. Nick, if you're listening, again, thank you so much for being part of this. Thank you for allowing us into your world, into your business. And I, for one, am wishing you a super successful 2021. For you, the listener, I hope that's true. I hope you did get a ton from what Nick had to share. I hope it was interesting for you hearing about Joel's process and what he's been encouraging Nick to get in place. If you do have a follow-up question for Nick, you can hit him up in the comments area of the show notes for today's episode, and they are at photobizx.com/396. And of course, if you are a premium member, Nick is already part of the members Facebook group, so you'll have easy access to him there. Plus, you can also access Joel inside the members Facebook group if you've got any questions for him. Now, also in those show notes, I've got examples of Nick's beautiful work. I've got links to anything and everything that he mentioned. It's all there in that one spot, photobizx.com/396.
It's shout out time.
I've got two big shout outs for today's episode. The first one goes to baby and newborn photographer Ali Stewart from Scotland. She left the most amazing review in Apple Podcasts. She says, I love PhotoBizX and I simply can't get enough of the episodes. I'm a premium member and the membership is worth every single penny or cent. She goes on to say that the podcast interview guests give so much, and whenever I think there's something else I'd like to know, Andrew inevitably asks exactly what's on my mind. Ali goes on to say that she's a UK-based newborn and baby photographer who also offers photography and business coaching to anyone wanting to train as a newborn photographer. So PhotoBizX is always relevant. Lastly, I love where Ali says, occasionally I accidentally listen to the free podcast by mistake, and wow, Andrew gives you so much in the premium episodes. You just don't know what you're missing out on by listening to the free episodes each week. There's some other lovely things that she says I'm not going to go into, but Ali, if you are listening, massive thanks for leaving that beautiful review. It means a lot to me, and also I'm truly touched by what you've shared there in that review. So Ali, thank you so much, and wishing you every success for 2021 and beyond. My second big shout out goes to Patrick Bukousis, who's the sales coach based in Australia, who I interviewed a few episodes ago. If you haven't caught that episode, you got to get back and listen if you struggle to make sales. His story on purchasing a TV alone is worth listening to that interview for, because the experience that Patrick went through when buying that TV is the perfect picture of exactly what we should be doing when we're trying to aim for better sales with our photography clients. It really is an incredible story and paints the perfect picture of what sales is all about. Anyway, Patrick took the time to leave a fantastic review in iTunes. He says, I'm not a photographer. I just happen to be a guest in one of Andrew's podcasts on a business topic. That led me to listening to some of his other podcasts, and I found them interesting, principally thanks to Andrew's engaging style and boundless curiosity. Seems to me he drills down and gets to the questions you would like to ask. It's all substance done in an engaging way. So Patrick, if you're listening, again, massive thanks for not only coming on the show and sharing what you did in our interview, but for taking the time to leave that rating and review in podcast. I mean, I think what a lesson to all of us about staying top of mind, about being spoken positively about, being remembered, just by leaving a lovely review. I mean, that's something that Patrick didn't need to do, which I really appreciate. Gets me talking about him to you again and reminding me to share with you some of the details about his incredible interview. So yeah, Patrick, massive thanks. And for you, the listener, I hope that shows just how easy it is to stay top of mind with the people that matter to us in business. It really reminds me of an interview that I did with Julie Muir, I think it was last year. Julie is a wedding celebrant based in Newcastle, not too far from me. And she shared some amazing tips in her interview. And one of them was to leave reviews, positive reviews in Google and Facebook for the vendors that she wanted to be working with in the future and who she was looking to get referrals from. It makes total sense. It's so easy to stay top of mind and in the good books with the people that you want to be working with by just saying something lovely about them. If it's true and it's positive, then go ahead and do it. Get on the radar of the people that you want to be networking and working with in the future. It's so simple.
You're listening to the number one photography business podcast with Andrew Helmich, photobizx.com.
I've got three quick announcements before we close out today's episode. The first one is the Pet Photographers Virtual Conference. I mentioned this in last week's episode. It's kicking off on the 4th of February. It runs to the 6th of February. There are over 15 expert speakers, including me. There's 3 full days of live virtual events. I'm going to be presenting live. I can't wait for the event. And if you are a pet photographer, you will get a ton from this virtual conference. Don't forget, if you are interested, to use the promo code PhotoBizX50. It will save you $50 on the ticket price, Plus, if you are a PhotoBizX premium member, I am giving you an additional 15% rebate. You need to use that promo code PhotoBizX50 to qualify for that. Send me your receipt and your PayPal email address, and I'll rebate you a further 15% on the ticket price. I also wanted to remind you about the Daily Vlog Challenge. I've talked a lot about this in the past. I think this is the fifth or sixth time I've run the challenge. If you want to get more comfortable being yourself on video and you want to utilize video in your business, come and do this challenge. It will change the way you approach video. Whether you want to use video for your email replies to prospective clients, on your website, in your advertising, in your retargeting ads, on YouTube, it doesn't matter. If you want to use video to increase your bookings and you don't feel comfortable, 100% comfortable on video, come and do the challenge. It will change the way you approach video, and you will feel so much more comfortable once you go through the challenge. It kicks off on February 1st. The early bird pricing of $47 is still available right now. Go to dailyvlogchallenge.com for more details. And finally, if you are a personal branding photographer, make sure you don't miss the Personal Branding for Photographers Virtual Summit. It's happening on the 22nd of January, so just in a few days' time if you're listening to this podcast as it goes live. This is not your typical photographer's summit. There's no gear talk. There's no talk about f-stops or lighting tips. This is all about business and growing your personal branding photography business. There are going to be a ton of presenters, and you can save $200 as a PhotoBizX listener. Just go to personalbrandingforphotographers.com/PhotoBizX for more details and to save on your ticket price. Alrighty, that is it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed everything I brought to you today. Massive thanks for Nick and Asif for sharing what they did. I hope wherever you are in the world, you are safe, healthy, and well. I hope you're excited about 2021 and you're off to a flying start. Have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
If you have enjoyed this episode, head to photobizx.com. Join the conversation, leave a comment, and share your thoughts on the interview with Andrew and today's special guest.